I'm Marcy Finkelstein. We've got 1 hour left together. And every week at this time, I air a segment I call Words and Music, where I talk with artists about their new releases. And this way, even though during the pandemic they can't tour, they can still share their music with you. And this morning, my conversation with Amanda Shires. This one is in two parts because toward the end of our conversation, we talked about John Prine's Unwed Fathers. And Amanda and he were very good friends, and she sent me a version of them singing it in concert. So we'll hear Amanda and her new song, and then we'll hear a short bit about Unwed Fathers and hear them singing that. When I talked with Roseanne Cash for Words and Music, and I mentioned Amanda's new song, and by the way, it's called The Problem, and it's about a woman contemplating an abortion, Roseanne called it so beautiful and so tender and so brave. I started my conversation with Amanda by saying that I know the song is about abortion, but as I listened to it, to me it had a broader applicability about a woman taking charge of her own body. And I thought, for example, of the Me Too movement. So I asked her to talk about what she wanted the listener to take from the song.
You're the first one I've talked to that got that extra light. You know how when you write songs, you're going for more than one meaning or more than one situation where the words could be applicable. When I was writing the song, the original version, which I'm going to release in November, is a group of women talking about another woman's abortion, whether it's them talking about it as asking for a friend or I heard this or that. The version I released first with me and Jason, I guess I wanted to do that with him because I felt like I had more to say on the topic. And also the topic is so much bigger, like the conversation is broader. And I think that it needs to include woke men too. And it's good to have somebody on your side. And the catalyst for the song was that when I was having to, in my experience, go through this, there's a woman that didn't believe the same things I believed, but she was my friend. And she cared so much more about me that she was able to shed her opinions and then help me out. And I feel like that was the part of the experience for me that was nice.
You said you wanted to have a woke man as a partner on the song. The fact that you went with a girlfriend for your experience, does that mean you didn't have a partner like that at the time?
I did have a partner like that at the time. It was the same person I married. But problem was that he was on the road and it was so complicated. I don't know how much you want to hear about all this or what's allowed to be said on the radio about it.
I would like hear as much as you're willing to say.
The problem I had with it, a lot of problems, is that I live in the South, and my main problem with it is that when I made my decision, I had an embryo, and by the time I got done with the appointments and the counseling and the things that they make you do in the South, I had a fetus. And I think that I think you should be able to do it same day if you want, or have telemedicine. I think a lot of things that are super liberal that nobody's going to like, but I think healthcare should be free and so should your reproductive rights in choosing to terminate pregnancy. I feel like we care very little for what happens after birth.
Certainly at WMNF, you'll have a receptive audience to hear these ideas. So don't worry about speaking out. Okay. To us.
That's one of the reasons I love talking to y'all, because y'all were the first people to ever play me on a radio station. I'll never forget it. I was like, oh my God, I might not have to wait tables anymore.
Well, one big change I've noticed over the years is that now you're willing to be so revealing. How did you come to that decision? That can't be easy.
I think the start of it with all the pussy grabbing talk and the presidency and the regression of rights since 2018, probably even before that. But I feel like the more that people spoke up, the safer I felt to do so too, because I know a lot of people are listening to women, and I know there's more awareness for the imbalance. I don't know how fast it's changing or fast enough, but I'm not complaining. I'm just glad that we don't have to walk around pretending all these things and hurdles don't exist.
But the woman in the song still has these feelings of shame. She says, will you look at me the same? And no one has to know. Why do you think women still do this to themselves?
Some folks, they have a different religious upbringing that comes into play, or a more heavy-handed spiritual hurdles to get through. And the fear in a new relationship or with anyone, and you've never gone through this experience, you don't know till you go through it if you're going to be able to work through it. You make the decision, yeah, but do they truly feel the same way that you feel, or do they love you enough that you can see past anything that might be now negatively painted about a person in your eyes? Also, the no one has to know is in a way not true, because you try and go to a clinic and there's protesters, people look at you. But at the same time, if you want it to be a secret, that person should be allowed to have it be a secret, or if time to just live with their decisions, I guess. Because I feel like for everybody, it's different. The reasons they choose. There's so many reasons that we should have rights to our own bodies.
You said that you wrote the problem a few years ago, but you didn't release it because it can be scary to put out something that's so divisive. Were you talking about fear of professional catastrophe?
No, because I don't have much of a career anyway. No, the very first time I tried to record it was for My Piece of Land, that record, but that record I wrote while I was pregnant, and that was a song that I had written before. And I was, you know how you do when you go in to write a record, you take everything that didn't make it on the last one and you sort of have a jumping off point. And by the time I got to the end of that record, that song didn't fit into the innerness that I was feeling with pregnancy and the hopes and anxieties, and I didn't feel that it fit there. Then I tried to release it a couple of other times, like last November, and then I started worrying about the fear that something could happen to my family or something as a result of what I think, because we do live in the South. And although Nashville is pretty democratic, it's, you know, you get a lot of stuff if you're going to go playing on stage, and I don't want somebody to get hurt because of me. But then I just, all that turned into anger and frustration, and I was just like, that's it. We're doing it now.
On Jason's new album with his song Be Afraid, I thought that was all about just professionally it could take a toll. But you guys are both talking about something bigger?
Yeah. It's to me, and I don't have him here to discount me, so I'll just tell you what I think it means. To me, it's kind of a multi-layered thing, because it's like that. And then when I think about it, because a good song to me, you can apply it to how you're feeling, or it can translate something that you feel for you. And to me, it also says, be afraid of me too. Be afraid of the fact that I'm gonna speak up.
How do you think being a mother to a daughter influenced your decision to sing out and speak out now?
Because I'm not free, and I'm not sure that she will ever be, but I'm gonna try.
It seems like you have been nervous about releasing the song, nervous about the reception. I hear it and I think, oh, and the neck people are going to love that. They love Amanda. They're going to love the song. And it feels so easy. Do you ever think about, not necessarily moving, but wow, if I lived somewhere else, things could be easier?
I do, but I feel like that would be taking away from the folks that live in the South that want to have the chance to talk and speak up and make a change and make a better South. If we all move away, then there's still going to exist that thing we're trying to fight. And I don't know if that's true or not, but I feel like lately folks have been sending really kind emails about the song, and even women that have had, couldn't get consent when they were 14, and they're happy that they have a child, but they really didn't want that to be their path. And I just feel like, yeah, it'd be easier to live in another place, but it wouldn't make it easier on the other people that live here.
I think the times when you worry, just remember that there's an audience that's saying thank you, Amanda.
Oh, that's very kind. I really needed that. Thank you.
Remember Katie White? She jumped the fence that night. She ran away in tears. Your sister drank her beer.
We were just 18. The older girls could be so mean. Talking just to talk.
You were still in shock. And all I could think to say was everything's gonna be okay. It's gonna be alright. I'm on your side.
to think of names. Will you look at me the same? Do you need the reasons why? Is a chrysalis a butterfly?
And all I could think to say was everything's gonna be okay. It's gonna be alright. I'm on your side. I'm on your side.
And no one has to know. The sky. God still sees me coming out of this twilight sleep. I'm not sure who I am, staring into my empty hands.
And all I could think to say was everything's gonna be okay. It's gonna be all.
Amanda Shires with Jason Isbell and The Problem. And I can never thank her enough for being vulnerable and open and trusting me and WMNF and sharing that. As I mentioned, I brought up John Prine's Unwed Fathers, and we talked a little about that. And then Amanda sent me a copy of her and John singing that song along with Jason on guitar. So here's that last bit of our conversation, and then you'll hear that version of Unwed Fathers.
Another song I thought of, sort of at the opposite end of the spectrum, was John Prine's Unwed Fathers. And first of all, I'm really sorry. I know he was a dear friend of yours, and I'm really sorry for your loss.
Yeah, thank you. He was a good supporter. He always had just really cool ways of thinking about something. You want to hear something cool?
Yeah.
Fiona Prine, I called her a couple of weeks ago, and I said, I'm going to print just 1,000 copies of The Problem on vinyl. Because there's been a lot of issues trying to get the song out, stations that won't play it, and et cetera, et cetera. So it makes me happy that you're on my side with the radio. But I called her and I was describing the problems, funny. But I was like, it'd be really cool to just print 1,000 of the vinyls and put them out at the record store. And she was like, well, let me know how I can help. And then call the vinyl place, and they're like, what are you going to put on the B-side? And I was like, I don't know. I don't have anything that goes with this. And I called Fiona, what am I going to do about a B-side? And she was like, well, think on it. And I called her back. I said, well, do we have any recordings of those tours when I was singing Unwed Fathers with John Prine? And she said, I'll go dig some up. And we picked out a good version that we like of me and John singing Unwed Fathers for the B-side of the record. Jason's playing acoustic guitar on it, and John and me. So we're going to release that at Grimey's record store. So that was interesting that you asked about that.
What I was thinking is, here's the unwed father who runs like water from a mountain stream, and on your song, here's the guy saying, I'm on your side. Do you think the difference in the songs has to do with the decades that have passed since then?
Well, I think that there's still guys running away. I think the perspective's different, but to me, it further points that women should have the right to do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
She sits there waiting in a family way. Goodbye, brother. Tell mom I love her. Tell all the others I'll write someday. From a teenage lover to an unwed mother, kept undercover like some bad dream. Unwed fathers, they can't be bothered. They run like a water from a mountain stream.
In a cold and gray town, a nurse is laid down. This ain't no playground, and this ain't home. One's children out having children in a gray stone building all alone.
From a teenage lover to an unwed mother, kept undercover like some bad dream. Unwed fathers, they can't be bothered. They run like water from a mountain stream. Somewhere else bound, Smoky Mountain Greyhound. She bows her head down, humming lullabies.
Your daddy never meant to hurt you ever. He just don't live here, but you got his eyes.
From a teenage lover to an unwed mother, kept undercover like some bad dream. Unwed fathers, they can't be bothered. They run like water from a mountain stream. Will they run like water from a mountain stream?